just getting warmed up here. My vocals are not quite there yet, but this crew, as you can see, it'll be special here, Tons, with Lucha Shaker there. And Javi, if you weren't going to Dubai, I'd rope you in as well.
But no, I would have been roped. I would have been roped, 100%.
Much like Krishna.
This is a beautiful crew. I just wanted to say, you all seem... I've had a couple of conversations with a couple of you, and it really is. I know Radhika said it, but truly is. It's a wonderful crew. I think you'll have a beautiful time in Vrindavan. You seem like you have such open hearts, open minds, and I think it's going to be an incredible experience for you. I'm so grateful. At least I got this one little piece with you guys. A little nugget. Thank you so much.
He's going to shoot up to the next kirtan, so round of applause for Kavi, please.
Haribo!
This is really the spirit in which I like to share Bhakti Yoga, Krishna Bhakti specifically. It's not about one person at the front. I really like that it's and friends. It's all of my closest people together sharing, and that doesn't exclude all of you. And I guess before I pass the mic in this direction, and I don't know what's coming, maybe Maharaj has some insights into how to enter Vrindavan or what will come, maybe how to prepare ourselves for even just tomorrow morning, something of the sort. I just want to express please leave your fears at bay. I know that some of you are already feeling perhaps anxious about what will come, and some of you are just like, why was the kirtan so short? Like, can you not just do like an hour? I know some of you are at either ends of these spectrums, and maybe some of you sit in the middle. Like, there's a little bit of anxiety about what will come, and there's also a lot of anticipation as well. I want you to lean into the anticipation. I want you to lean into... thanks, Gabby. I want you to lean into what will come, be in the receiver's mood, because never be afraid to go all the way with your spirituality, with your journey of Krishna Bhakti. Never be afraid to go all the way, because the truth anyway lies beyond it. And what do I mean by that? That even when we go all the way and we put all the endeavor in and we try our best, the result never depended on us anyway. The result never depended on us anyway. We can do our part and really try our best, but the result was beyond us anyway. So don't be afraid, like, just see what comes from the days that follow. I'll try my best in my cheesy, humorous manner, and, you know, engaging my friends to, you know, try and give an experience. But it will require each and every one of you souls as well. It will require you to help sing with me, to serve one another. What have I got written here? Mm-hmm. 4 easy points. Sing together, discuss together, share your hearts with one another, hear together the sounds of Vrindavan, what's being spoken. And the last one is avoid criticizing. It's probably the most important, in my opinion, but I'll go on and on. And so maybe we can do this at another stage. Maybe Maharaj has some insights into this, avoiding criticism. But at this stage, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And yes, let the joy continue. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much, Radhika, for passing on this fragile...
It's getting that.
It's all about balance here. This, yes, now it works. As I will make 3 short points, I also have to go for another kirtan event. Before I make my 3 points, I want to share with you something which is done in perhaps one of the most ancient temples here in Vrindavan. Before you enter, you sit at a place, you know, where the steps end, the steps that lead you up to the temple, and you chant Ram. And then when you come out of the temple, you again sit at this place where the steps ended, and you again chant Ram. So it's this Ram is centered upon entry and upon exit. So I would also like to chant this Ram with you now where we are preparing for our entry into Vrindavan. I think tomorrow we will go by boat on the sacred river Jamuna. I should not actually maybe give away the treasures already now. we are going to enter. So please sit in an upright position and take a deep inhale. And exhale, just do a few deep breaths. Thank you. And bring your attention to your heart area. Then repeat after me. First of all, you can make three pilgrimages, not just one journey. There's one journey which brings you to one destination, another that brings you to yet another destination. And there is also a journey which brings you to still another destination. I learned this in my first visit to Mother Ganga in Rishikesh. You can see Ganga as just the water flowing. We say H2O, just coming, flowing, flowing, flowing. You can also see Ganga as a certain energy which, when you sit at the banks of the Ganga, fills you. It may first wash a few things out and then fill you. And there is another darshan, another perspective on Ganga, where you can see her as a divine goddess who's worshipped with bells and incense in the many temples along her banks. The first level is adibhautik, where you see just the material elements that are visible to your eyes, the sounds that are audible to your ears. And the second level is where you can see the divine, the spiritual energy, the you can feel it. That's called Adi Atmik. And the third level is Adi Devik, where you see the divine, inconceivable, extremely powerful personality behind it. So in Vrindavan, you can also see. And tomorrow we will go in rickshaws and go through the fascinating world of smells and sounds and pigs and stool and canalization, everything which will assault your senses. But that's only the material level of seeing. And perhaps we will request you to not become distracted or stranded on that level. Then comes the second level, where you see Vrindavan as a place of divine energy that awakens your soul to higher perceptions. There's yet another third level where you see the divine personalities and you start to interact with them of Radha and Krishna. So there's the material vision, there is the spiritual vision, or the spiritual energetic vision, and finally there is a vision which we can only describe almost as mystical, huh? Beyond the mind, it's transrational, you can't really grasp it, but it begins to work on you and shape you and give you just the right realizations which you need at this step of your life or stage of your life to make the next move forward. A holy place is also called Tirtha. Can we just please say this? Tirtha.
Tirtha.
Tirtha, yes, Tirtha. It means a crossing point. You enter it and then you cross from the material to the spiritual dimension. And I would like to introduce to you one Narayan Baba, whom I met only perhaps 10 days ago, who had crossed over and who could be something like our guide, so to say, our exemplar. Narayan Baba, I met him in the most unusual circumstances. I have just spent 4 weeks now in Vrindavan alone. More or less I would describe the experience as being in complete reclusion on my personal retreat. I was chanting mantras and meditating all this while and have had minimal interactions with others. I was even trying to be silent in regards to words. I was not talking much. I couldn't avoid a few things. and to hear the inner voice a little bit more. Then, you know, when you stop talking so much with the outer voice, you might hear the whispering of the soul. So that was the idea. But at the end of it, I did something wild. I took a few of close people and invited them to just walk through the landscape of Vrindavan and visit saints, holy places, and places where we could cross over from the material to the spiritual. And we started our journey at this little lake, Bichuakund. There was a pathway and two gates. I mean, there were really three bamboo sticks hanging on ropes and enclosing the way, because there was something behind these three gates where buffaloes were not allowed. they often destroy things. They eat the flowers and they fart very loud, and you know, buffaloes. We have buffaloes, not them. So they couldn't cross, but we lifted the barriers and we went. And then we went a small hill upwards, and there was a little hole. It was looking a little bit like a keyhole, and you could enter this cave where the saint lived only by turning around, and you first had to bring your feet in the hole and then zoop, slide and say goodbye to the world as you were entering the cave. Then you arrived at the first platform where there was a rather large underground cave, but that's not where Narayan Baba was to be found. You would then call out lovingly, "Oh Baba, Baba!" Baba means something like father. It's a respectful address to a saint. And then I saw from a cave which was still lower than the reception cave, so to say, I saw a person emerging through a little hole. He looked ascetic, his face looked ascetic. He had only a white cloth around him, but his eyes were full of light. So we asked him, "So, you know, what do you ask the saint?" You know, asked him, "What's the time now?" He doesn't know. You asked, "Please, how is your worship? How's your meditation going?" And he then said he stays for the entire year in this underground cave. He just engages in two practices, chanting mantras and meditating, and he doesn't need anything more. And I thought, well, you need to eat, because can I give you a few rupees perhaps for your next potatoes, to buy potatoes or something? He said, "I don't need anything." And just seeing the light in the eyes, it said, when you go in absolute solitude, you either become strange or enlightened. You become strange when you are only engaging with your mind, which is rotating over the, rotating again and again, visiting the same thoughts, which are most probably not uplifting, or you become enlightened. And he looked like an enlightened soul. He said, "I stay there here in the hot summer." Hot summer in Vrindavan is really hot. If you think you know what is hot in Vrindavan, I think you don't know. You first need to enter a frying pan, and then you know what is hot. So it's really incredible hot. When you enter the cold season, it comes in January, you're just in the ideal time. Yes, in a good time, let us say, good time. You visited. Then it's cold. And he says, "I'm just staying in this cave." And when you looked into his eyes, have you ever looked into the eyes of an enlightened being? It's you see much more than in the eyes of a normal person. You see first of all something like a mirror. You all of a sudden see things about you which are both encouraging and both showing you where there is, let's use an English term, room for improvement. The mirror, no? And that I saw in this Baba, but I also see the hope which these enlightened persons give, that yes, it is possible to touch eternity. Yes, it is possible to touch divinity. Yes, it is possible to touch life on a much deeper level than we are at the moment able to access. So, yes, you can expect three things. Either you see things materially and it will be only a different country with a different culture which you will see. You can see things on the second level that is as a place of energy, and you can see actually Vrindavan on the highest level, the Adidevi level, where you meet God, have a meeting of God, and that will transform you like it transformed this Narayan Baba. And perhaps you will not be fully enlightened, although I think Andre will, but it is a gradual process, but you will definitely move forward in significant and perhaps unimaginable ways. So what decides on which way, on which level you experience your pilgrimage? I think Radhika started to talk about it and will talk more. He gave you already four guiding principles, and I think you will repeat them in your future presentations. I would just like to say, just be open. At times, don't take your mind too serious. You know how the mind can shift. One day, the other day, you know, it gets, the mind is a shifting person, or shifting entity. It goes through mood shifts. Don't take it so serious. And here comes the recommendation. Take fully part in the spiritual practices. One is chanting. I noticed how the energy after this chanting with Radhika and the amazing music and everything did change. Did you notice that also? It is, here comes my new English word, it's palpable, isn't it? You can feel it. You are touching life on a different level, really. So try to be fully participating, means body. I think no one of us can dance as beautifully as Nritya Shekhar, but fully in your own way. Body, mind, try to be open and receive, and full-throatedly, you know, think also nicely. And you will see how these bhakti practices will bring you from one level to the highest level, just like it is so easy, everyone can feel it. That's why I think you like to visit Radhika Ranjan's kirtans and participate, because you do feel different. It's not a mental imagination, it's a direct experience. That's maybe what happened to you when the flower hit you and you decided to raise your hands and your yellow t-shirt. It revealed parts of you that normally are not visible, you know. yes, you did feel all of a sudden a shift, because you came from the material, the adipotic level, to the, you went through that energy level, you felt just, my God, this is good. And perhaps when you had a tear in your eye, you heard the whisper of the soul and a little answer from the more than human dimension. No? Perhaps the soul. So I wish all of you a very, very wonderful pilgrimage. I wish that the sparkle in your eyes becomes brighter, because you have touched the second or ideally the third level where you receive spiritual answers. I feel very, very, very honored after this 4 weeks of cave life. I still need to adjust to the big town here. Very fortunate to be able to come along. For 2 days or 3 days, I'm not so sure, but I will put it in my itinerary. I will be there, and I'm very happy to see your good name again.
Adam.
And
Adam.
Adam?
Yeah.
Like the first human being? Hare Krishna. And so see Adam again, and our Andre, whom we saw, and a few faces are there, Kamala Sundari, called Kamala, I saw, and of course Gaurangi, and who else do I know? I just found out yesterday, Naritya Shekhar, I also, we had a brief interaction, I saw you, and so happy that you are there with your uplifting personality. Mm. Perhaps you will teach us to dance at least a few steps. Hare Krishna. Yeah. I wish you really from my heart all the best. All the best for this journey. I congratulate you for your decision. Mm. You did the right thing. You are at the right spot. Now the mind needs to arrive because you just come from the West. So on. But it will happen. Tomorrow it will, when we are, tomorrow some surprise will come. thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Let me just look secretly at the, oh, it's just the time where I need to be at 7 o'clock some place. You know. Can I, do I have your permission to leave?
Do you have your permission?
Until tomorrow.
Until tomorrow. Okay, then I think this is a good time where my departure will not disturb anyone.
Thank you, Maharaj.
Thank you. And how do you feel? A little nervous or?
I'm trying to see it in the eyes, I can't tell.
Yeah. I mean, you made it a conscious and informed decision. You wanted to come here, so yes, why be nervous? It's good things are going to come. Okay, so
thank you, Maharaj.
Thank you.